Republican leaders are promising to fast-track the plan they released yesterday to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Committee votes are expected as early as tomorrow on the American Health Care Act, as the GOP plan is officially called. This morning, co-author Texas Congressman Kevin Brady was asked if it would cover more Americans than Obamacare.
I believe we're increasing access to affordable care for those who want it. And I think that's an important distinction here.
So what's actually in the Republican plan and how will it affect Americans if it becomes law? Joining us now is Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Jeremy.
So if this bill passes, there would be no more mandate. That's what we've heard so far, that Americans have health insurance and no more tax penalty if they don't. But there would be increased insurance rates if they let their insurance lapse. Explain that.
Well, first of all, we should say that actually technically the mandate will remain in place because they can't repeal that under the special budget rules that they're using. But what they're repealing is the enforcement. So there wouldn't be any penalty in that case. Instead, the incentive they're going to have for people to have coverage and keep it is to say that if you don't maintain continuous coverage, meaning if you have a break in coverage of more than 63 days, you'd have to pay 30% more for your insurance for a year. Now, there are some people who complain that, well, that will just totally deter healthy people from getting on, because if they don't need it, why would they then buy it and pay 30% more?
So in the end, does the mandate cost more for people, or does this new idea cost more for people?
I think it will depend on who they are and what their tax bracket is. But this is the Republicans' idea for trying to keep the provisions in place that would require insurers to sell to people who have pre-existing health conditions.
Now, this plan also calls for an end to Obamacare subsidies to help people buy health insurance. Republicans want to put in place a system of tax credits. How would that work?
Well, actually, the Obamacare subsidies mostly are tax credits. They're just a different kind of tax credits. They'll be based on different things. The ACA tax credits are based on people's incomes and the cost of insurance where they live. The new tax credits would be based mostly on age. Younger people would get smaller tax credits because insurance is cheaper if you're younger. Older people would get larger tax credits. But it's interesting, older people would get tax credits that are twice as large as younger people. But in this new proposal, they would let insurers charge older people five times as much as younger people. So even though older people would get bigger tax credits, they might not go as far.
What happens in this plan when it comes to coverage of contraception?
Well, they one of the things that the plan would do, as the Republicans keep promising, is defund Planned Parenthood only for a year. And then, of course, they don't name Planned Parenthood, but they say that no organization that provides abortions, which Planned Parenthood does, and none of this money has ever been allowed to go for abortion. They would give that money instead to community health centers. They also strengthen the rules on not being able to use the tax credits to buy policies that cover abortion. I'm not entirely sure what they do about the contraceptive requirements. I'm pretty sure those are things that they can't touch, again, because of these special budget rules that they're using.
Mm. Now, Julie, for people who get their health insurance through their employer and didn't see much of a change under Obamacare, will they see any change now, or will things continue as they have?
Well, they won't see that much of a change. There's some limits that were put on by the Affordable Care Act to try and raise some money to help pay for the tax credits and subsidies. And some of those will be taken off, like how much money you can put away in a flexible spending account that lets you use pre-tax money for medical expenses. Once again, you'll be able to use that account to pay for over-the-counter drugs. There was a proposal early on that would have capped how much employers could provide in health insurance to their workers and not have that taxed. That got an enormous amount of pushback, and it was dropped towards the last minute.
And what about the issue of Medicaid funding and Medicaid expansion? Greg Walden, one of the co-authors, a congressman from Oregon, said, "We're not kicking anyone off Medicaid that's on it today." What's going to happen there?
Well, this was a subject of a lot of discussion among Republicans, among the governors who've expanded Medicaid, and basically where they ended up, at least for now, is that the Medicaid expansion would go on for two more years until the beginning of 2020. People who were on it then could continue to get it, but no new people in the expansion group, and these are people who are basically not pregnant, not disabled, not children, not elderly, the people who were allowed on under the ACA, those people could continue to get it, but nobody new could stay on, and eventually that the extra money the federal government is giving would go away. There's a bigger piece of Medicaid that they would also change, and that would be to limit how much federal government would provide to states, and that would be a very large change. Medicaid has always been open-ended, and that's what a lot of the people who are complaining about the Medicaid cuts are pointing to.
Julie, just briefly, what about some things in there that were not related to health care directly, like the rule that chain restaurants post the calorie count of meals on their menus?
Well, those were related to healthcare. They were related to public health. But
right.
But again, these are things that that probably can't be touched in this bill because of the special budget rules. Mm. So they could never have repealed the entire law because otherwise it would be subject to a filibuster in the Senate.
That's Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.